The ensemble is made up of two groups which combine different choral traditions: the chapel choir with boy choristers and adult male singers, and the college choir, which is made up of male and female students. Mark Williams is director of music at Jesus College, Cambridge.
From its foundation in the 15th century, it had boy choristers singing with male students and fellows of the college. And then, of course, the college took female undergraduates towards the end of the 20th century in 1979. And it was decided that women should be given the opportunity to sing in the chapel, but nobody wanted to see the boys' tradition die, and so the college decided that we would have two choirs.
The Bay Area's Chapel College Men and Boys Ensemble will also be singing. They're part of Pacific Collegium, in residence at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Oakland, where the concert will be. And they'll join the Jesus College Cambridge choirs for a 17-part Magnificat by Giovanni Gabrielli.
That will be the first time that we collaborate with another choir. Everything else has just been us visiting somebody else's building and singing in it. And so, in fact, it makes it even more special to be able to do something with a choir that knows the building well themselves.
Mark Williams says the program also includes traditional carols, as well as a piece by contemporary composer Nico Muhly, who wrote Bright Star Carol for them for their last U.S. concert tour 2 years ago.
It's a really exciting and vibrant piece, setting a beautiful text by Robert Herrick. And it's particularly interesting because it makes a use of our rather unique setup of having students, male and female singers, and boys. And so the boys sing a separate part, a little desk within the piece that represents the star. It all works really well. It's like a little narrative, and everybody seems to enjoy it when they hear it.
I'm Jeffrey Fryman-Wire, and that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.